Coaches, the mixing board will help teach your players how to reach peak mental readiness as an athlete. Players are often guilty of coming out flat or coming out too hyped and needing to settle down. The mixing board exercise helps players avoid falling into either one of those traps. Leaders know how to get themselves ready and can be counted on to be at their best every day. In this exercise, your players will learn the importance of managing their mixing board to bring both energy, the base, and focus, the treble, every day. Your players will evaluate which side of the mixing board they and the team tend to lean towards. Your players will also understand the challenges and the pitfalls of bringing too much energy, the base, or too much focus, the treble. Your players will begin helping teammates get their mixing boards balanced correctly after going through this exercise. The mixing board is a discussion and teaching-based exercise. As you begin, have some fun and ask your team if anyone is a DJ or has ever had the chance to play with turntables. This will help get the theme of mixing board going and have a fun conversation to begin with. As the conversation winds down, draw a mixing board turntable with two records on a board. On one side, you will have a record representing bass, and on the other side, you will have a record representing treble. As you draw those two records, ask the team to describe bass. Bass is essentially the energy of a song. When the bass is up, people start moving. It's the life of the song, and without it, the song feels lifeless. Bass represents our energy as a team and as an athlete. Engage your team in a discussion on the following two questions. First, if our bass is turned all the way up, how do we benefit? Your players might respond with, "We play fast, our intensity is up, we're loud, we're hustling." Second question, ask them, if our bass is turned all the way up, how do we struggle? Your players may respond with, "We're playing reckless, we're undisciplined, we're too hyped, playing sloppy, we're making mental mistakes." So this gets them to realize if our bass is turned all the way up, good things could happen, but also bad things could happen as well. Now, jump to the other side of the mixing board, the treble. Ask the team to describe treble. Treble is essentially the clarity of a song. When you listen to music with the treble turned up, you hear everything with crystal clarity. The song will sound sharp and you'll hear all the details within the music, the instruments, the sounds, and the lyrics. Treble represents our mental clarity as a team and athlete. Engage your team in a discussion on the following two questions. First, if our treble is turned all the way up, how do we benefit? We execute the plays well, we're sharp on our fundamentals, we're disciplined, we're focused. These all might be responses you hear. Second question, if our treble is turned all the way up, how do we struggle? Players may respond with, "We lack intensity, we're playing soft, we might start overthinking, and we can't match the other team's energy." So, if our treble is turned all the way up, good things can happen, but bad things could happen as well. Our players should now start realizing that when teams come out with too much bass, the team needs to settle down. And when teams come out with too much treble, the team is too flat. Players who manage their mixing boards correctly come out at their very best. As you move into more conversation, ask your players, what ratio of bass and treble do they feel is the ideal ratio? Engage in the conversation, but don't share the answer until the very end. Build the anticipation. As you're building that anticipation, what you want to do is engage in the following four discussions first. The first discussion, have your players evaluate and share if they believe they lean treble or bass. Is it easier for the player to lock in and focus, or is it easier for them to bring the energy? Make them pick one or the other. Also, have the team evaluate and share if they believe the team as a whole leans treble or leans bass. One way to determine this, do the coaches spend more time trying to get the team to bring energy or to lock in? It's important to understand which way you lean so you can be aware of which way you need to be more intentional to enhance. For example, if a player leans bass, they need to work on creating more treble in moments during pregame, the games themselves, and practices. Be careful if a player leans bass that they add additional elements of energy because it could become too much. We call that putting sugar on sugar. It's why a player like LeBron James recently said he listens to classical music pregame. He recognizes that he's bass and the arena brings the energy, so he needs to create the treble to balance it out. Your second discussion should center around this. Ask the team what could happen to the speakers in a stereo if you turn the volume all the way up and the bass all the way up. You could blow the speakers. In the same light, this is also possible for teams who come out overhyped with too much bass. They become unable to sustain it, and as a result, run out of steam. Don't blow your speakers pregame or in the beginning, not leaving you enough energy to finish the game strong. Discuss with your team any moments where they come out with too much bass and ended up running out of gas. Maybe it happened to you against a common opponent and you ran out of gas. Have your players realize proper management of the mixing board allows you to come out your best and sustain it all game long. The third part of this discussion is centered around this question. Ask your players if an opponent or an opposing fan has ever tried to get in their head or get under their skin. Have them realize what they are trying to do is take control of your mixing board. It is important, never let an opponent take control of your mixing board. When the opponent gets you worked up, it causes you to pick up a penalty, maybe make a stupid mistake, because they turned your bass up and have caused you to act reckless without discipline. Have your players realize when the opponent is talking trash and bringing your confidence down, they turned up your treble and have you overthinking things. We need to take control of our mixing board because it's the goal of our opponent to take control of ours, and we can't let them succeed. We have to stay in control. The fourth part of this conversation is based around the idea and concept that managing the mixing board isn't just a pregame activity. It's an everyday, all-day activity. Ask your team to reflect on moments in games or practice where they recognize their mixing board getting off balance and needing to bring it back in. For example, last week we started the game out very sloppy. We committed 6 to 7 mental mistakes right out of the gate. Our bass was good, but our energy was off. Then coming out of halftime, we had no energy. Our bass was turned off and they went on an 8-0 run just because of it. Helping them realize the mixing board is being off balanced will help them become more in tune with it moving forward. So let's get back to the question. What's the ideal amount of bass and treble? Where should our mixing board be at? Communicate to your players, there is no set number. Every situation, every moment, and every opponent may require a slightly different level. Your goal is this, to have the bass turned up as high as you possibly can without negatively impacting the treble. It requires you to constantly monitor the levels and adjust them regularly. A perfectly managed mixing board will look like an athlete with intense focus and controlled energy. Allow the language of mixing board to move through your team and keep it in front of your players' minds throughout the entire season. Coaches, have fun with mixing board and lead them up.